Well, I'm going to get undressed in just a second, but we got a special guest, man. This is exciting. He's out here on business, so let's let it rip. There are a lot of big stories in the news this week, so let's get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street, in the house. Johnny, where's the action, man?
It follows me, baby, all the way to L.A.
All right.
All right, what could I possibly be taking action on today? Let's see. I knew there was something.
Uh-huh.
It was, hold on, it's coming to me. Oh, yeah, that's right. The apocalypse!
What?
Have you heard, Mark? The world is about to end.
Yeah.
That coke and alcohol-addled brain of our moron-in-chief has finally broken down completely. Now Bush wants to nuke Iran.
All right, so wait, Johnny, you think Bush is falling off the wagon then?
He's not only falling off the wagon, he's getting dragged face down behind it. This is the most insane thing Bush has done since the last insane thing he's done.
Yeah.
And there's too many to keep track of. I'm giving 50 to 1 if you gave Bush a blood test, it would come out dirtier than Whitney Houston's.
I think you might be onto something, Johnny. Put me down for 100 on that.
You are down.
So, hey, buddy, what are the odds that Bush is trying to intimidate Iran and it's all just a big bluff?
Yeah. Amarillo Slim couldn't bluff that good. If you're betting that Bush is going to do something idiotic, it's like finding money in the street. I'm giving 100 to 1 Bush is going to light up Iran like a barbecue at Crawford Ranch. And why? He thinks he's doing God's work. Let me tell you something.
All right.
Just because you have wood for the rapture, it doesn't mean you have to cause it yourself.
Exactly.
If George Bush is in a big hurry to spend eternity with a higher power, I'll help him pack and drive him to the airport myself, and I'm not going with him.
Yeah.
The end time to me is when they close the betting window at the track. Whoever thought the four horsemen of the apocalypse would look like Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Rice? Okay, maybe Rice. I'm not ready for the world to end. I have tickets for Jerry Vale, New Year's Eve in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Hey, I get it.
All right.
I've seen the wives some of these fundamentalist guys have. I'd want to kill myself, too.
Yeah.
These women are so uptight, they make Ann Coulter look like Courtney Love.
Yeah.
When your whole life revolves around going to church every day, in between bombing abortion clinics, attacking gay people, Republican fundraising, right, and watching NASCAR races, I wouldn't be afraid of death either. I just wouldn't take the whole country with me.
All right, man. You convinced me, Johnny. World War III is right around the corner. I'm down for a grand.
You are down, and you can spend your winnings on water that hasn't been contaminated by radiation and guns to fight off the gangs during the food riots.
Right, all right.
And if there's anybody out there who doesn't think Bush is going to nuke Iran, why would he be setting off a 700-ton bomb in Nevada to simulate an underground nuclear explosion? Nevada, not far from Las Vegas itself.
Right.
I never liked Bush's policies, but now it's personal. They're going to dig a hole, drop in 1.10 million pounds of explosives and set it off? Yeah, that shouldn't cause any problems. Let me put it this way. Not a great day to check into the penthouse at the Sands.
That's right.
I'm not a scientist, but my apartment shakes when the bus drives by.
All right. Well, what kind of action do you have on Rumsfeld being replaced?
That's a tricky bet. It could go either way.
Right.
Everyone, including Dick Cheney and George Bush, knows that Rumsfeld doesn't know what he's doing.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen anyone screw up something like that since they gave David Lee Roth a radio show.
No kidding.
No one could have predicted that one of the biggest threats to the troops in Iraq would be our Secretary of Defense.
Right.
I haven't seen this many American generals come out against someone since the Nuremberg trials.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, Nuremberg trials. You got it, Johnny.
Rumsfeld policy is don't ask, don't know.
Yeah.
But seeing as how George Bush has completely lost his mind, I have to lean towards Rumsfeld staying right where he is, which is thousands of miles away from the actual war and completely removed from reality.
All right, that sounds like a sound bet. I'm down for 500, my friend.
Beautiful. Consider it a gift.
All right.
Before I leave, I just want to get a small plug, if I may, for my annual Johnny K. Spring into Summer Casino Night at the Sons of Italy Hall in Paramus.
Okay.
Half of my proceeds will be going towards funding a fallout shelter. Construction to start immediately.
Okay.
I'm out of here. I got a lunch with Tarantino.
All right, buddy. Thanks for stopping by, Johnny. That's good old Johnny K Street. It's nice to have him out. You know, he's dressed for L.A. Looks good with a Madras shirt he was wearing? What do you call that? What do you call those shirts? A Hawaiian shirt. What am I, stupid? It's a Hawaiian shirt he was wearing.
Hawaiian shirt, yeah.
Yeah.